Okay, we're going to learn the halachas of Purim this week and next week. Maybe next week we'll mix in a little bit of the hashkafa of Purim also. But we'll try to finish the halachas as much as we can. Start with Shabbos and then continue on with next week, what's Nogeya. Parsha Zohar is a mitzvah from the Torah to hear Parsha Zohar lamed. The Shiloh, whether women are chayiv or not, and we're no hag to read again for women who can't make it in the morning. The mitzvah is to understand the parsha and to hear it read from the Sefer Torah, and l'chatchila, the person who gets the aliyah should be mechaven to be motzi the people in the brachas also, and the balkorei in the kriya, and people have to have kavana to be yotzi. The mitzvah, we read the last pasuk twice. Some people just read the word zecher and zecher twice. That's a mitzvah of Parsha Zohar. The next thing on the agenda is next Thursday, a week from tomorrow, is Tainus Esther. And it's a mitzvah to fast, just like other Tanios Drabonan, except the Tainus Esther is more lenient than other ones. And if a person has a headache even and can't fast, he's not required to fast, but he should make up the fast. If it's only a headache or something like that, and you're not fasting, make up the fast sometime in Adar, some other time during Adar. If you're really sick, then we hold you don't have to make up the fast b'chlal. If you're sick enough to get into bed and you can't fast because of that, you have a fever and whatever, then we're knowing not to have to make up the fast b'chlal. Pregnant women and nursing women l'chatchila should fast till chatzos, and chatzos is around 10 to 12, and even if they feel they can continue after that, they should eat at chatzos. If they don't feel well, they can eat regularly from the beginning of the morning. Women, regular women, have to fast Tainus Esther just like men. Mincha of Tainus Esther. There's the minhag to give zecher l'machzis hashekel. So the real minhag, the way we have the minhag, is to give three half shkalim, 1.5 shekel total, as a zecher. And there is a plate given around that has 3 half shekel in it, and a person can pick it up and make it his and pay for it with a shekel and a half. But the minhag is to give mamash 3 half shekel coins. If you have them, it's fine. If you don't have them, then we make them available and somebody can buy them and then give them in and buy them by putting money into the thing, taking out the 3 half shekel and then putting it down again. Person wants to be mahatan, this only has to be done by men over bar mitzvah. But somebody wants to give, a woman wants to give, or somebody wants to give for his children under bar mitzvah, he can do so. But once he does it once, he has to continue doing it forever until those kids become bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah or bar mitzvah and give on their own. If you want to be mahadar, so there's an inyan to give the value of 3 machzis shekels, a shekel and a half value. Now a shekel is approximately about 20 gram of silver, more or less, but 20 gram is probably the most that it could be. 20 grams of silver, that means a shekel and a half is 60 grams of is 30 grams of silver. That's 3 half shekels is a shekel and a half. So a chatzi shekel is like 10 grams, and 3 times that is 30 grams of silver, which is about an ounce of silver. The last time I looked at the quote a few days ago for the silver quote was about $20.50 an ounce silver. Went up tremendously. 2-3 years ago it was $4 an ounce. Now it's up to $20 an ounce. So $20.50. So an ounce is a shekel and a half, approximately. It's 31 grams in an ounce, so it's 30 grams, so it's pretty much close to 1 ounce. And that means that it's close to about 70, 75 shekel altogether. So you want to be mahadar, So the total amount of machsa shekel you give, in other words, if you give for your whole family, you don't have to give everybody 75 shekel. That's a real big chumrah. But in order to have the zecher, you give 1.5 shekel for each person, and mimashlim up till the 75 shekel. So if you have 10 people in your family and you're giving 1.5 shekel per each, so you already have 15 shekel, you mash them another 60 shekel. Used to be much closer to the thing. But in any case, so that's not necessary. We really hold that the 1.5 shekel is enough, and if you can't afford it, you don't have to be mahadr to have the value of a shekel and a half. It's good enough just the zecher of 1.5 shekel and finished. That shouldn't be confused with matanos levyonim nor with mishloach manos. It's purely that money either goes to aniyim, especially tamid chachamim, or that money goes to bedek habayis of the shul. Here we're knowing that it goes to the shul. So that brings us to Kriyas HaMegillah. This year, since Purim is Erev Shabbos, and therefore the Purim of Yerushalayim and other places that are at least a Suffolk is on Shabbos, so it's called Purim Meshulash. It really doesn't affect us at all, because for us Purim is still only one day, Friday. But it affects the people in Yerushalayim most. They have a Purim that spanned over 3 days. Let me just explain to you what happens in Yerushalayim, and then we'll see what the halachas are for us. There are different opinions, but halacha-wise, everybody reads the Megillah on Thursday night and Friday. Okay, even though in Yerushalayim normally they would read the Megillah on the 15th, the day after we read, right, and not on the same day that we read, but we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. And you can't read the Megillah after the 15th because it says in the Megillah v'lo yavur. So therefore, the Rabbanim were mesaken that everybody reads the Megillah on the 15th. So we're going to be reading the Megillah the same time that they read it in Yerushalayim this year. There's a big shaila whether in Yerushalayim that's called reading it in its proper time, because when Purim falls on Shabbos, then the rabbis push the proper time to be Erev Shabbos. Or no, really the proper time will be Shabbos, and this is called reading it not in its proper time. The nafka mina is whether you have to have a minyan. There are those that hold that you don't make a bracha on the Megillah if you read it not with a minyan. You have to have a minyan. And the one that it would affect the most is women who don't go to shul and hear Megillah read by themselves. If there's not a minyan of women, there is no bracha made. There are those that hold you still do make a bracha even without a minyan, because it's considered read in its proper time. If they read in shul already, you're reading after shul, there's a lot of people hold you could make a bracha, and therefore the halacha, not the paschim, we're not in Yerushalayim, it doesn't really make a difference to us. But there are many poskim, Rav Yosef amongst them, holds you do make a bracha anyway, even without a minyan. But it's preferable to have a minyan, and a minyan of women is also counts as a minyan for this. So even if a man's reading for 10 women, then you surely make a bracha.
Who makes the bracha?
One of the women. So that is Kriyas HaMegillah. Along with Kriyas HaMegillah, you also give Matanos Levyonim. Whenever you read the Megillah, you give Matanos Levyonim. So Matanos Levyonim are for everybody on Friday during the day. Matanos Levyonim should be given dafka during the day. Some people hold that the people in Yerushalayim have to give to an Ani of Yerushalayim, and people outside Yerushalayim have to give the an Ani of outside Yerushalayim, and many hold that it doesn't make a difference. You give to any Ani, since everybody has to give Matanos Levyonim today on the same day. So it's not like other years where there are people who hold that you have to give dafka to an Evyon who's celebrating Purim that day. You give it to any Evyon, because even in Yerushalayim they're giving it to Evyonim that day, even though for them it's not really Purim, it's just a day of Kriyas HaMegillah. So then what's it called also? In Yerushalayim, they don't say Alanisim on Friday and Thursday night. But we say Alanisim Thursday night and Friday. For us, it's Purim. In Yerushalayim, it's not Purim. It's just a day of Kriyas HaMegillah. They're reading the Megillah day early. That's all. But Matanos Levyonim goes together with Kriyas HaMegillah, and therefore they give Matronos Levyonim on Friday during the day. However, since it's not Purim for them, they don't make a Suda on Friday. We have our Suda on Friday. They don't have a Suda. They don't say Tachnun on Friday because anyway, it's the first day Purim, even though they're not celebrating it, they don't say Tachnun that day. They, what's it called, don't make a Suda that day. Again, it's not Purim. They don't give Mishloach Manos that day. Right? Even though there is an opinion that, what's it called, that they give Shalach Manos also on Friday. So somebody wants to be Machmer in Yerushalayim will give Shalach Manos on Friday also. Okay? And there is a Shita that also that they have Sudas Purim on Friday. So they should have a little bit of a Suda at least on Friday to be Machmer. Shabbos is Purim for the people in Yerushalayim, and they say Alanisim in all the davening. Right, that's why in the Siddurim Alanisim appears even Shabbos davening. We never say it on Shabbos. Since it's not Purim for us, we will not say Alanisim Friday night or Shabbos, but they do say Alanisim. And they also lane on Friday, the laning for Purim. They lane it on Shabbos as a maftar, and they say the same Haftorah again as Parsha Zohar. They're going to say the same Haftorah 2 weeks in a row. So that's the only thing that Shabbos is. There's no Suda on Shabbos L'Shem Purim because the Suda is L'Shem Shabbos. You have to have a special Suda L'Shem Purim, even though there is an opinion that you have a Suda Purim on Shabbos. So Yerushalmi wants to be Machmir will have something extra in his Suda during the daytime on Shabbos, to fulfill Suda Purim also. But the main halacha is that the Suda is on Sunday. So that's why they have an extra day. Sunday is not Purim. It's not Kriyas HaMegillah. It's not Matanis Levyonim. But the Suda and Shalach Manos are on Sunday. So it spans 3 days. Friday is Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanis Levyonim. Shabbos is Purim, Legabe Tfila, and Kriyas HaTorah. And Sunday is Purim for them for the Suda and for what's it called for Mishloach Manos. That's the... and the stamma then in you know, drinking also applies on what's it called Sunday only for them, not on Friday and not on Shabbos. So if you want to be machmer, then Shabbos there could be an also Indian to drink something. But that on Friday there's stamma no Indian at all. Cause no, there is an Indian a little bit because there's an Indian of a Suda according to one opinion on Friday too. But and then you should be machmer in a way that's not makel of getting drunk, but me machmer to do like the Rambam says, drink a little bit more than you normally drink, go to sleep, and be yotze like that. Sleep on Friday and go to sleep on Shabbos.
Is there any inyan of
sukkah
or anything?
No. Shabbos is no inyan of a Suda, because a Suda is only during the day, and there's nothing. In fact, some hold that they say Tachnun in Yerushalayim on Sunday, even though they have Suda's Purim. They don't say Alanisim when they bench. They don't, what's it called? They don't say Alanisim and Davening. All you're doing is having a belated Sudas Purim. That's it. And Mishloach Manos. But it's not Purim. The things that go with the Suda they have.
Do we say Tachnun if we go to Yerushalayim?
Do you say Tachnun if you go to Yerushalayim? Yeah, you should say for sure. Unless it's the place where you are. You should do what they do with the place where you are. Because since it's only Durabanan, and Shabbos is the Raisa, the Suda, so it's lost in the Shabbos Suda. You wouldn't recognize it as Suda's Purim. So Mela, they wanted there to be a special Suda's Purim, and they pushed it till after Shabbos. Okay.
The minhag of getting dressed up.
They say Shabbos for sure you shouldn't get dressed up. Friday there's no Indian to get dressed up. It's only Kriyas HaMegillah, and the Indian should be on by the Suda on Sunday.
Where is your
filling?
Halachically, not politically.
Halachically, what's it called? That's the old city for sure. According to the way most posts can pass them today, all of the new city, including Beit Vegan, all the thing, and now, I don't know, Ramot is a Sofik. They wanted to fix up that Sofik and connect it to the city without any stakers, but they weren't able to. So Ramot is a Sufik.
Even once Shlomo was there?
What?
Even once Shlomo was there?
But the one that connects now is Shlomo to Ramot.
I understand, but no, but they, what's it called? Ramat Shlomo was closer to Yerushalayim than Ramot. Ramot is a Sothic. They wanted to create no hefsek between Yerushalayim using Ramat Shlomo and the space in between, but they weren't able to do it. So Ramot is still a Sothic. Ramat Shlomo, I'm not sure if it's a Sothic or not.
They still keep the days.
They take like a Sophic. The first day is the Ikkar, and the second day they do without a brach.
They make it plastic all the time.
What?
They're just drunk like for 3 days in a row.
Some hold that in the Sveikos you don't have a poor Mishulish. When it's a Sophic, all you do everything on the first day and finished. You don't make poor Mishulish. But Lamaisa, the minig is that in the Sveikos also they have just like Yerushalayim.
But they give. Oh, they also give more shalach money. Like that's
right. So they're suffering. So they have to keep all the halachas as if they would be outside Yerushalayim, and then all the halachas if they've been Yerushalayim.
They have to give matanos levyonim twice.
They have to give matanos levyonim twice. Right. No, matanos levyonim anyway. Everybody gives on. So there's to be mishloach manos. They have to do twice. And a suda they have to have twice. Somebody who is in Yerushalayim, who lives in Yerushalayim, and goes to Matityahu for the first day Purim, right? Even though he has to lain anyway, right? So this year is no different. He's going to have to lain if he stays in Yerushalayim, or lain Megillah if he comes to Matityahu. And there's a shaila whether a person from Yerushalayim can lain for people in Matityahu. And vice versa, since it's not exactly the same chiyuv, right? Somebody from Matityo surely can be motzi somebody from Yerushalayim. If he happens to be in Yerushalayim, when he travels there, because our chiyuv is for sure stronger than their chiyuv. Shail of somebody with the chiyuv of Yerushalayim can be motzi somebody from Matityo, therefore it's preferable that if we have somebody from Yerushalayim here, he should not be the one to lay in the Megillah, be somebody who lives here, which anyway will be the case. What?
What if in that case, if a Matityo guy makes the bracha, is that any better?
No, it doesn't make a difference. Shail is being motzi, not the bracha. We motzi somebody with the chiyuv.
The lay. They don't come in to lay
the So they come here to dance.
There's no drink.
The drinking is agav, and most of them don't get drunk altogether. The ones that do are the problems. Okay, the ones that do don't have to come here. They're here. No,
they don't realize it.
No, they don't have to come here because
you get them back.
Somebody who comes from Yerushalayim during the day and is here at night, okay, and plans to stay here overnight till the morning, okay, is definitely chayiv in our Purim. So if somebody coming to visit you for Purim and they come before nightfall and they intend to stay here through the morning, in other words, till Alos HaShachar, then they're for sure, according to everybody, chayiv to keep Purim like Matityahu. And if they don't go back to Yerushalayim, they're finished. Even though they live in Yerushalayim, but they become like people from Matityahu for the day. And if they don't go back to Yerushalayim, they're not mechuyav. If they go back to Yerushalayim, they don't have to keep Purim Yerushalayim. If they go back on Friday, before nightfall, and intend to stay in Yerushalayim in the day, and they live in Yerushalayim, not somebody who lives here and is going there for Shabbos, then they're chayiv to keep Yerushalayim Purim also. You know, they kept Purim. Then they have to keep both Purims completely. Do everything twice. In the same way there in Yerushalayim, what you do Shabbos, what you do Sunday, they say Allah Nisim on Shabbos. If they're going back, and this year it's impossible, because if you don't go back before nightfall, you're not going to get there since it's Shabbos. Or if they only go on Sunday, or they go Motzei Shabbos, then they're not chayiv in anything in Yerushalayim. They were Yotzei Purim here, and they're not chayiv anything in Yerushalayim. They don't have to make a suit on Sunday, nothing. But if somebody who lives here decides he wants to go Shabbos to Yerushalayim, okay, so then it's a sothic, right? Really, he's not really chayiv in the mitzvahs of Purim in Yerushalayim. But since there are opinions that say the esmi sothic have to do it, that's a difference. You can't lay Megillah for somebody else to make a bracha, or even for yourself to make a bracha. You have to hear it from somebody in Yerushalayim in order to get the bracha. can't lane it for yourself with the bracha. It's a suffix whether you're chayiv or not. Well, there's no megillah. Forget it. Megillah is not b'shayil. So what is the only thing you'll have to do? Make a suda on Sunday, misafik, and give shalach manas again. So fine. This year, there's no really shayil agabi megillah, which is the only real, and Al-Anisim, Lachari shouldn't say, because you're a suffix whether you're chayiv or not, shouldn't say Al-Anisim on Shabbos. Should say it maybe in Elokai Nitzor, not in Shmoneh Esrei itself, because it may be a hefsek.
You don't say it on Sunday at all, right?
Yeah. Sunday nobody says it. B'di'evit, if you said it even on Sunday, or if somebody from here said it on Shabbos, B'di'evit, you're Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei, and you don't have to say it again.
Is it the same as if you live in Yerushalayim, if you live in remote, in a Suffolk area, and you go to Yerushalayim for...
Well, anyway, you're going to be doing. But if you go to Yerushalayim for Purim, you're chayiv Yerushalayim for sure. If you go before and you intend to stay till the morning, then you're not a suffolk anymore. Then you're a what's it called, a mukuf ben yomo. You're a what's it called? You're a full fledged Yerushalmi. You keep Purim, what's it called, like Yerushalmi, the three days. And even if you go back to Ramot, now you have to keep it for sure, not a suffolk anymore. In other words, you have to keep it in Ramot as if you would still be in Yerushalayim. Once you were in Yerushalayim, When Purim of Yerushalayim came about, you become Yerushalmi. And if you go back on Sunday to Ramot, or even go back to Sunday Matityo, right, you're mechuyev to make a suda, misafik at least.
Okay. Is there any inyan of simcha over here on Shabbos at all?
Is there any inyan of simcha on Shabbos out Purim? Yeah, whatever is regular Shushan Purim. Whatever, normally you make a little bit extra, a little bit suda on Shushan Purim, but here, since the people in Yerushalayim are not making a suda anyway on Shabbos, there's no inyan. Again, it's a chumrah on Yerushalayim. Here it's a chumrah, the summer is no inyan at all.
What about Sunday?
Sunday, there's no inyan outside Yerushalayim to do anything. You don't have a suda. Because it's really not Purim, it's not Shushan Purim, it's just a special halacha for people in Yerushalayim. There's no inyan b'chalal outside. It's a regular day, and for sure outside Yerushalayim you say tachanun on Sunday. Even in Yerushalayim the post can say tachanun, right? But here for sure you say tachanun on Sunday. So, it's a regular day.
If you have your own minyan in Yerushalayim, you say tachanun, yeah?
If you have your own minyan in Yerushalayim, right, in other words, you're davening not with Yerushalmis, right? You say tachanun.
Or does it go by the chazan, or like it's a shtibu, let's say, so you have whoever's
no, Mustafa, that's Yerushalayim. So whatever the meaning in the place is, that's what you do. Again, there are poskim who say tachnun, there are poskim who say in Yerushalayim on Sunday you don't say tachnun since the day of the suda or whatever. Okay, now let's go back to our regular Purim. Kriyas HaMegillah. You have to hear the Megillah read at night and in the day. If you can only hear one of them, the Ikra one is the daytime one, not the nighttime one. So if you have a choice, either or, right? If there's no way of doing both, then in the daytime one is more of a chiyuv. You have to hear every word of the Megillah from a kosher Megillah, right? And if you miss some words, then you're allowed to read them from a chumash or by heart. As long as it's not most of the Megillah and it's not the major parts of the Megillah. So if you miss something, you can make it up by reading it in the Chumash that you have, if you don't have a kosher Megillah in front of you. But you also have to read it in order. So you read enough to catch up to where the Chazan is and continue on straight. But you don't read a word that you missed and then catch up without reading the next ones, because then you're reading it out of order. Right? You caught that word after the other words were read, and you didn't read them in order. So if you miss a word, read all the words after that till you catch up to where the chazan is, and then continue listening to what he's saying. The minig is that we say four psukim out loud before the Baal Kori reads them. And that those psukim are Ish Yehudi Haya Meshushan Habira, and La Yehudim Hay Saor V'Simcha V'Sason Dikar, and Umordechai Yotzum Fnei HaMelech, which has come before that. Three psukim, and the fourth one is not everybody says, and that is the what's it called, the Aseres B'nei Haman. In some shuls, the meaning is not to say it before the chazan. In most places, they say it before. And they said the reason is that since it has to be said in one breath, you can't be yotzei from the chazan saying it in one breath. You can be yotzei hearing it, but you're not yotzei doing it in one breath. So you have to say it yourself. So therefore, the whole inyan of saying it out loud is that you should say it in one breath. So those people where the meaning is to say it out loud should say it to themselves in one breath. Okay.
What do we say the other three out loud?
What?
What do we say the other three out loud?
The other three, because those are the Ikar Hanes, with those things.
Is there an Indian to read along when the
what?
Is there an Indian to read along also when the Baal Kori reads?
Is there an Indian to read along? In Matityahu, yeah, there's a meaning that this way you don't skip a word, you don't miss anything, and you're reading along. The only thing is that some hold that if you read along, you know, you're not yotze with the chazan, then you're reading a kriya that's a yachid, not a kriya satzibur. So it could be you miss out on the mila of Barovam Hadras Melech that you yotze with the tzibur.
It's a Megillah you're reading Machumash.
What? No, we're talking from Megillah. Yeah. We're talking about a Megillah.
No,
from Machumash you shouldn't read along for sure. Now,
listen.
If you have a kosher Megillah in front of you, I thought that's what you're asking. Kosher Megillah, some people, sort of, they shouldn't miss anything. They read from the kosher Megillah themselves. That could be not such a great idea. Because better just to listen. Because then you're not being yotze from the chazan, you're being yotze with your own kriya. And it could be as a din of kriya as a yachid, not with a tzibur. Even though you're reading it in the tzibur, but you're not reading it for the tzibur. Tzibur doesn't hear you, right? Then what's a nafkamina? In Yerushalayim this year. In Yerushalayim this year, it says it's better not to read along from a kosher Megillah together with the chazan. Since there's an opinion that you don't make a bracha, what's it called? You have to read it with a minyan, and reading without a minyan, you're not yotzei. And you're reading it, even though you're reading it in a minyan, together with somebody who's reading it for the minyan, but you're not the one who's reading it for the minyan, could be the not yotze. The maisa, if somebody does it, he's yotze. Because anyway, we said that there's enough sveikas over here, there's some people hold you don't need a minyan. It's called the right time. Some people hold it, what's it called, that even if you need a minyan, you're leaning it in a minyan, even though they don't hear you. But you're laying it together with the chazan who's leaning for a minyan, so you don't have to hear you. It's together with a minyan is good enough. But in any case, there is such an inyan, but not to read it together with the chazan if you're in Yerushalayim this year. But if you're not in Yerushalayim, then the minyan is yes to read along. But I'm telling you now, because of this shaila, maybe it's not such a good idea, because then you miss the kriya of the tzibur, and you only have a kriyas yachid. And even though kriyas yachid is also okay, but kriyas tzibur is better. So it could be that better not to read along with the chazan unless you think that you're going to miss words.
If you're only reading it just in case you don't hear something, so over the Megillah you're going to hear from the chazan.
What?
If you're only reading it, the reason.
No, if you're reading it, then you don't hear the chazan.
No, you read it out loud, like quietly, and the chazan's.
And you hear the chazan too?
Yeah. You hear both.
So what are you mechaven to miyotze? The chazan's or with yours?
With the chazan, anything that you don't hear from him, you know, or whatever, somebody caught. So you're reading in your thing.
Yeah. And you don't say, there's no problem with Trey Kali, because by Megillah you don't say that. It's not being chavid. So, okay, could be.
The last pasuk.
What? The last pasuk, we repeat, we say out loud and repeat. Okay, there's certain words also that are repeated. So we repeat the whole pasuk. Right, laharog, vilaharog, and laharog, bifnehem, and lifnehem. And when you'll come, so you'll see what it is. It's, if you're not leaning the Megillah, that's important to know what they are, Dafka.
Someone's trying to follow. Right.
But he realizes that.
It's easier to hear when we've been following inside.
Right, when he sees that, okay. Really. But in any case, it's easier what?
It's easier to hear when you can follow inside. You know what it is that you know what word to expect.
Yeah, okay, so, but it usually becomes very obvious when they start the pasuk again. So they.
Not really.
Okay, you should know.
I have
okay.
In other places they clap when they're about to repeat a pasuk, and that way everybody knows.
Everybody knows that they clap for something. Everybody says, why they clap? They
okay. Following you.
We make a bracha before and a bracha after, and you shouldn't talk between the first bracha and the end of the last bracha, because the brachas go on the whole Megillah. If you missed things in the Megillah completely, right, then you have to hear the Megillah again with a bracha, So if you walked in late and you missed the first Tosek, right, and you can't make it up for some reason or whatever, it's too far gone.
What's too far? What? How much is too far?
And suddenly that you won't be able to read the most of the Megillah or whatever. Or the truth is, if you miss the first pasuk, it doesn't help. You have to hear the first pasuk from Megillah. After that, already, if you missed only part, you can make it up. But if you miss the whole parak, you're not going to make up the whole parak and then catch up to the chazan. It's impossible.
Depends how long the hamad are. Is it the fact that somebody talks?
If you already started and you heard the beginning, and you didn't miss any words because you talked b'di'evad yotzei, as long as you didn't weren't mafsik to finish the whole Megillah from beginning to end. Okay, next tefillos. In davening and in benching we say alanisim. If you forgot to say alanisim and you remembered before the bracha baruch atah Hashem that follows the alanisim in benching, you remember before the Baruch Atah Hashem Al Haaretz Yel HaMozon, you didn't say Shem Hashem, you go back and say Al Anishim and finish off again. If you did say the Shem Hashem, you finish off the Bracha and you finish benching, and in Harachamans you say Al Anishim. And then Shmon Esra, the same thing. If you said Baruch Atah Hashem HaTov Shimcha L'chon Noel HaHodos, you said the Shem Hashem, you finish HaTov Shimcha and you don't go back. If you didn't say Shem Hashem, you go back, say Al Anishim and continue on. If you missed Al Anishim, then you say it in Elokai Mitzor.
Rabbi, what do you mean continue on?
Finish Shmoneh Esrei.
I'm saying, do you go back to the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem?
No, if you said Baruch Atah Hashem,
right,
you continue and say Atov Shimcha L'chon Elohodos and finish Shmoneh Esrei. You don't go back for Al Anishim.
No, I was saying, if you remember before Hashem.
Before Shem Hashem,
then you say,
but Baruch Atah, you go back to Al Anishim and then continue from there straight. Okay. At night, after that, there's no inyan of a suda. Some people have the meaning not to eat meat in their nighttime suda, not to confuse it with sudas purim and think that you were yotzei. The dafka milchiks, there's a minig to eat seeds, pumpkin seeds or zaronin. What? Poppy seeds. That's why it's something people eat. Hamantashen with poppy seed. Leil Purim is a zecher to what Esther ate in the Beis HaMelech. That's what she ate. She didn't eat Hamantashen, but she ate poppy seeds or whatever. Maybe that's where it comes from. She tried to get Haman's ear. The mitzvahs of Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levionim should not be done at night. Unless it's impossible to give them in the daytime, then you can give them to somebody to give out the next day. But if you give them totally at night, you're not Yotzer. You have to give them in the daytime. So the Suda and the Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levionim have to be done during the day. Now, since this year Purim is on Friday, the best way halachically to be Yotzei Sudas Purim is to do it before Chatzos, to start before Chatzos, and to finish in enough time that you're still going to have an appetite for Shabbos meal.
But you can't daven until after Chatzos.
Can't daven what?
Mincha.
Mincha, right. So you daven Mincha after the Sudas.
You're supposed to drink. And
what?
But then it's a problem if you're intoxicated.
So you have the same problem with Mariv in the regular year.
Mariv, because the alcohol will wear off by Mariv.
Yeah. No, usually the Suda goes till the night. So you have to be careful that you make sure that you don't get drunk enough that you can't have mincha. You can have a mincha usually in the middle of the Suda. And by that time you should still be sober and not.
Because I believe a few years ago we daven mincha and then we had the Suda.
After mincha? After Chatzos? Impossible.
You remember? I think so.
I don't know if you know what you remember.
And we made the Suda. We always have the Suda, Suda after Mincha. But that's a regular year. But when it's Friday, you have to start the Suda before Chatzos.
And when do you daven Mincha?
Right, daven Mincha in the middle of the Suda. Start the Suda and make Mincha and then once a call. And come back. Or you can wait to daven Mincha right before like Shabbos, like regular Kabbalah Shabbos. Mincha in the end. I don't remember what we did last time. There's another possibility, and that's preferable. Again, you make the Suda in the morning before Chatzos, finish in enough time. Once you start before Chatzos, you can go b'di'evid, you can start the suda before the 10th hour. It's also okay, but that's not l'chatchila. L'chatchila is to start before chatzos. Chatzos is 11:50. Start the suda before 11:50. And then you can continue it on. And eat until you know that you'll have enough time to stop between the suda and Shabbos and eat a good suda Shabbos. There's another possibility, which I'm not sure how l'chatchila it is, because there's a lot of things you have to take into consideration, and that is to make the suda in the afternoon. And to continue that as your suda Shabbos. In other words, you make a motzi on the suda, let's say 4 o'clock, and when it gets to be shkia, you stop eating, and then you bring 2 challahs and cover them, and you make kiddush. You don't make another motzi, right? You just make kiddush, and you cover the bread on the table. You bring lecha mishnah. And you continue eating the suda without a new motzi after kiddush, and you continue finish the suda Shabbos.
Then you go to Maariv.
And so that's the thing. The Shabbos is, what do you do with Maariv? Kriya Shema. Yeah, I mean Maariv, Kabbalah, Shabbos, all the same thing. And you can't eat before Kriya Shema either, so it could be you have to stop eating for a while. So then it could be that you make kiddush. And you continue eating something, and it's not clear what exactly how to do it. So, somebody with Dafka wants to do it like that, we'll look into it and see what the best way, but it's l'chatchila not the best way to do it.
Why can't somebody stop the suda before Plag, after Plag, take Kabbalah Shabbos, then make Kiddush, and then you have time to finish the meal before Maariv?
Yeah, because it's not what's it called, because it's not preferable to Davin Maariv. And not say Kriya Shema Bismano, right, and eat before Kriya Shema Bismano. Even though you said Kriya Shema, you weren't yet to Kriya Shema by Plat.
That's the same thing as any time if it's like during the summer, you make a Shabbos.
That's why we don't make an early Shabbos. It's one of the reasons, not the only reason, but it's one of the reasons. Alright, okay, so there's a lot of problems with doing it like that. It can be done, but if somebody wants to do it, we'll look into. But the best thing to do, the minig ha'olam, is to make the suda in the morning. If there's some reason why you can't do that, you must make it in the afternoon to do it like this, then we'll look into it.
When is minig going to be in the program?
I'm not sure. We'll see. So I think the last time we did it in the middle of the suda. No, people
thought,
stopped their suda.
I thought it was after. I think we did see that.
Remember?
No, I think maybe whatever you remember. Not the last permission, but the one before that. A lot of people did the later suda thing. And then last time the Rav looked into it and said it's not good, it's really bidya, yeah, we shouldn't do it that way. And so the last Purim Shulish, we did it in the before
Hanukkah.
Yeah, and yeah, then
I wanted the second thing, but then I think he realized it wasn't so. So now we end up. No, I heard there was a lot of talk.
Think about what I did. Still around.
No, we end up doing the regular thing. We end up having a suda earlier.
And when we daven mincha,
I thought we daven.
We ate
before.
Retroactively.
I thought we
daven
mincha before the suda. I recall correctly.
How can we daven mincha if we made the suda early?
No, so we had
that for sure.
Rabbi even Hapachu was Purim. We were able to do it.
Okay, we will look up. I don't know how we'll find out.
So
I
So that means what's what? Which diving?
Shachris.
Daven Shachris earlier?
Right, in order to get from the Shachris.
No.
It's
fine.
Just make
it. It is. It limits what you can do. You can't, run around giving out Shalach Manas all day. So you should be okay with the, what's it called, with the minimum Shalach Manas this year. To give your immediate neighbors or whatever.
Is there any reason about specifically davening the Sikhan because the young Tfilah and Purim?
Davening the Sikh and Dafka on Purim? Any day the Sikh and you can. There's no Indian Dafka because of Purim. Purim is one of the days that you daven
5 minutes early.
5 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
Right.
Why? That's not. Yeah.
Yeah. So we daven early. 7:25. What?
Why are we pulling?
Matim, no. So you daven earlier. Actually, we daven earlier. Right. It doesn't say how much earlier.
Earlier than what?
Well, right, then you normally daven. You daven
more
7:30.
More people hit daven, normally daven at the early meeting than late meeting. Normally. Yeah. 30 people daven at the first meeting every day, and only 5 or 6 daven at the second. What's normal?
Ellie,
there's
nothing to be evidence,
doesn't count.
Today it's not to be evidence anymore. It doesn't make a difference. There's a minyan kavua, and what's it called? Right. That minyan kavua is earlier. That's what you'll see, that inyan of going.
So you just have a two regular minyan in my form day?
It's impossible because there's not enough time in between unless you have two different places.
Yeah, McGill, yeah. So there are more people.
There's no time. No, I'm Jewish here. There's no time to redeem McGill. Kids don't make a lot of Haman noise by the first minute.
You still have a problem. If somebody wants to daven, what's it called, earlier on Purim, I don't know if we would daven not have another minion. Yeah. Even though it's Barovam Hadris Mela, it's better to have daven altogether. What? But altogether, most people on Purim find it hard to. What?
The second one finished with Megillah about 9:30.
It's at
7:30.
Right.
At 9:30. Now you
want to
start the
Suda
at 11:30.
Right.
Perfect.
You have 2 hours
to
get that
matzah
shlagi. Whatever.
There's not enough
time to get shiggur.
You
get
to get the meal.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we yet by next week it'll still be before Purim, and we will miyashiv all these things of time for davening, time for mincha, and time for the Suda. And we'll also learn about the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levyonim, and we'll speak a little bit about Purim at this time, and the mitzvah of getting drunk, what exactly that means, and what the parameters are and are not. And also about, that we can speak right now, that there is for sure no inyan to smoke on Purim, especially if people don't smoke all the time. There's no inyan for anybody to smoke all the time. There's no inyan to smoke on Purim, that's on Purim. And there's no inyan to do things that are dangerous on Purim, right? The I really shouldn't say that 100%, but one of the Mefarshei Megillah, I think it's what is this? Shlomo Alkavitz, who's early Achron, says that the idea of Matanas Mishloach Manos on Purim is because of the Nahafochu. Normally, Soni Matanas Yichya. It's not good to take presents, but on Purim you can take presents because it's what's it called? It doesn't make a difference. But I don't think that is across the board, because he doesn't say a person should jump off the roof on Purim, because usually it's dangerous, but on Purim, v'nahafochu, it's good to jump off the roof. So smoking would go into the cloud of jumping off the roof, not in giving matanas. So that's smoking. The same thing goes with doing other dangerous things like firecrackers or whatever. There are enough people who have been hurt by these things. There are people who are scared by them, right? There's no inyan at all, and therefore it's usher to, like firecracker, if you know your kids have these things, and even the caps or whatever, preferably you should keep your kids from having them. But the little things like that, we can't. You should supervise them to make sure that they don't do things that are what's it called that are dangerous for them. And if they do them, right, at least maybe with the cap guns or whatever, they do them in a way that's not doesn't bother other people and doesn't. Right. On the other hand, people should realize that they were once children also. And, if kids make noise by Megillah or they make noise by Haman, they should, not be Scrooges. And, even though that's borrowed from another clag.
Generally, those things.
Purim humbug. What?
They make them more dangerous today than they did then.
Nah. Okay, I don't know. If they are, they are. I mean, a kid, because of these caps, was burnt over most of his body because he had put them in his pocket. So they are dangerous. So, and people have lost eyes and whatever because of these. So, B'li Ayin Hara, it's not fun.
People lost eyes and spent a lot of time in Purim and hospital and village drinking also.
True. That's why next week we'll speak about if there's a mitzvah to get drunk, how you should get drunk and how you shouldn't get drunk. And if you can't control yourself, then you shouldn't get drunk.
Somebody wants to prepare, preparing for Mishloach Manos before Tanis Esther. So we need to hear guidelines this week.
What? Somebody wants to prepare their shalach manos before. You just have to have the guidelines. Just everybody knows that you have to have two food things, and they should be what's it called, lechatchila, worth or be able to use for a suda, right? What's it called? They should be able to be eaten by a suda. Those kind of things, lechatchila at least, and two different kinds of foods. They don't have to be two different brachas. You can have two different kinds of cake. What in the world are we doing? Two different kinds of cake or whatever is also okay. The chatchil, if you can, something again that can be eaten together with the suda, either as a dessert or mamish as part of the suda together with the bread, meat or potatoes or something like that that goes together with the bread of the suda, that's ideal. But it doesn't have to be. It could be also a mashka, it could be what's it called, wine and something or whatever. And two different kinds. That's, but next week we'll go into the details. Okay.